It's been almost 3 years since Year Up started operating in Arizona. The program aims to help young adults who aren't in school get the skills they need to start a career or go back to school, then hooks them up with internships that often lead to full-time jobs. Joining me to talk about this is Gerald Chertavian, the founder and CEO of Year Up, and Pedro Huerta, who went through the program. He graduated from Desert Ridge High School in Mesa in 2012. He's now working at American Express and plans to start at ASU in the spring. And Gerald, let me start with you on this. What was the idea originally behind Year Up?
Well, I'd been a Big Brother now for about 34 years through the Big Brothers Association, and I saw through that there were many, many young people in this country who had the desire, the motivation, the ability, but didn't have the runway to actually get into the mainstream of this country. And so after many years of Big Brothering, I thought this country can do better to help motivated young people find a path to get a good job in this country and to lift themselves into a livable wage job.
How do you sell this to the companies with whom you partner, trying to make sure that they want to be able to allow these students to come in and intern and then potentially hire them on afterwards?
So right now there's a bias sometimes in our country towards having to have a four-year degree. Well, if you say you need a four-year degree to apply for the job, you've just excluded 86% of Latinos and 79% of African Americans in the United States today. So we ask employers to think a little differently about who's talented, where talent resides, and how do you access that talent in the country today.
Was that a tough sell?
You know, when we started 17 years ago, it certainly took a bit of work to get someone to try it. We've now placed 18,000 young adults into the largest organizations in this country and shown to them that our young adults can be an incredible source of talent. They're now rising up across corporate America and showing those companies we can use more of these young people to help build the best companies that we can.
Pedro, how did you get connected with this program?
So previously I was working at a movie theater after high school. I went to college for a little bit, but I didn't go very much. I ended up just working more and dropping out completely. One day I went to get my schedule. Two girls approached me, told me about this program where I could get college credits, experience at a Fortune 500 company through an internship, and get a stipend through the whole thing. And at that point, I signed up, and then the next week I was in the program.
Can I ask what happened in college? What led you to not stay?
I didn't have a lot of vision or really any goals. My parents had me young in high school, and some of my grandparents only went to the third and fifth grade. And so once I got to that point in my life, I wasn't sure what to do. And because I didn't have that guidance or really any knowledge of how to go about and further my education and myself, I ended up just thinking, oh, well, if I work more, it'll be better long term.
And what has going through this program done for you? I mean, how has it really helped you?
It's changed everything. I remember before I didn't see myself in any position. I figured, okay, well, this is where I'm going to be, so I might as well enjoy it or be grateful. And now I have goals and ambitions to really further myself and be the example. I remember I met a VP at another company that came as a guest speaker, and they were from the same town as me. And it was the first time I saw a VP from the same city as me in a suit. And I told him, like, you're my superhero. Like, thank you. Like, I have hope now that I can be someone, not just someone at a drive-through handing someone their food.
Was it difficult to get that mindset change? Because it sounds like for a fairly long period of your life, you thought that your path was going to be this. And then all of a sudden, your path was almost 180 degrees different. It seems like that would be kind of a difficult thing to wrap your mind around.
It is difficult at first. And I would say some people are resistant to it at first. But with the high expectations and the high support that Europe provides, they build a community from day one.
Gerald, I asked you before if it was a tough sell with the businesses that you're partnering with. I'm wondering if it's a tough sell for some of the students with whom you're working with, people like Pedro.
It's a great question. In fact, for many young adults, we speak with them and say, you're going to get college credit, you're going to get very great support, you're going to earn an internship, you're going to have a stipend. They come back and say, it must be a scam.
What's it sounds the too catch? Good to be true.
It sounds too good to be true. And so now in the cities where we're growing, word of mouth, so one graduate telling a friend, a neighbor, a cousin that this is real, that these folks do care about you, and they can provide a path to a livable wage job. Now, you're going to have to work hard, but provided you do that, we can pretty much guarantee a young person you will have the ability to earn a livable wage job in this country. which many of our young adults lack that opportunity right now.
Gerald, how big of a dent do you think this program can ultimately make in trying to help this population of young adults who are not in school and not necessarily working toward a career?
Our aspiration as a program, we're now in 22 locations across the country. What we're really trying to do also is not just grow a program, but to really help many companies do this as a matter of course. I mean, our vision as a company would always look to incorporate a pipeline of talent that is sub-baccalaureate before the BA, and really deliberately plan, how do I assess those young individuals? How do I look for competencies, not just credentials? How do I assess professionalism, not just pedigree? And find those young adults like Pedro, who are hardworking, very willing to learn, a huge asset to a company like American Express. We think this can be expanded on a national scale and ultimately be part of the infrastructure to close that opportunity divide that affects so many millions of young people in this country today.
Have you seen the relative success of your ability to place students in internships and jobs and their ability to succeed in those jobs? Is that affected at all by outside economic conditions?
It is. So after the Great Recession, interestingly, we grew by 22% that year because our students were coming in at $35,000, $40,000 a year doing jobs that were needed. Folks were getting fired, were getting paid actually more. So we were helping companies after the recession to still do the work that had to get done day by day. Now, we will always have to respond to the market as jobs in cybersecurity grow, in software development, in data analytics. We have to keep changing and adapting our curriculum to meet the needs of business. And we have to move at the speed of business. We're a nonprofit, but moving at the speed of business is required if we're to make sure that Pedro has access to the skills and the market opportunities that can help him earn a good wage.
Well, how do you make sure that you're able to prepare your students so that they do have the skills, so that they don't go into an internship or a job at a company and are not able to cut it? Because I would think that for a lot of these students, that kind of failure would be pretty significant.
It's a great point. We work in close partnership with our corporate partners in advisory groups, in surveys, to say, are we preparing young adults for what you need? How are your skill demands changing? And constantly tweaking what we're doing, maybe you add some more Access or Excel or different applications. We can only do that if we're talking clearly with our partners, hearing what they're saying, and adapting our program to meet their changing needs over time.
Pedro, what was it like in terms of learning the skills that you needed to do this job, but also sort of learning how to be in a workplace like that?
I think initially it was different. Thankfully, the jobs I had after high school kind of prepared me a little bit for that, more so than the typical student. But I do believe that throughout this whole process, that the staff, the other students, any guest speakers that come through, they're always motivating and inspirational and encouraging us that you might not think you can do this, but you can.
How has your family responded to what you've been doing?
They're really proud of me. It's great to see that their hard work is giving me opportunities. And so there's a Native American proverb that says, what you do affects the next six generations. And so with me being the fifth and my grandparents only making it to the third and fifth grade, like, what did the first have to do? And so it really brings me a great sense of pride that with the hard work that I'm putting in, pushing myself to be better, I'm bettering the lives of the future generations.
So you mentioned that before you thought maybe your career aspirations were, you know, working in food service or working at a movie theater. What do you want to do now?
Now, my plan is to move up the corporate ladder. I'm about to get my associate's at the end of the semester at Paradise Valley Community College, and then I'm planning to attend ASU to get my bachelor's in CIS and communication. And so I'm hoping with the combination of those two, I can move up, and just with my skills and leadership developing as I go along in my job, that I'm able to rise to the top and be that role model that Gerald mentioned.
Gerald, Pedro, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to see you. I appreciate it.
Gerald Chertavian is the founder and CEO of Year Up. Pedro Huerta is a graduate of the program. He currently works as a technology associate at American Express and graduated from Desert Ridge High School in Mesa in 2012.